Queensland, 20 minutes until your 10 o'clock ABC News. Now, statistics show almost one in three Aussies feel lonely and one in six experience severe loneliness. It's sad, but it's a real reality for many people. One way to get over loneliness is to get out of the house and join or start a community group. Another way to increase happiness is to sing and sing out loud. And we like to sing here. So what about if you could combine the two with One Voice is a national network of inclusive choirs bringing together communities to experience joy and connection. Chris Blaine is the National Choir Program Manager and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan. And might I say, what a splendid song to have in the lead up. I love that song.
A great one, a great one. And we do like to have a sing here on ABC Queensland Mornings. We even made our own Christmas carol last year. So let's first start off by finding out a bit more about With One Voice. What is it?
Well, we are trying to inspire a movement of inclusive choirs. And not just choirs, we look at inclusive and sustainable communities where people feel like they belong. And the way we do that's through music and singing together. But I don't know, With One Voice at its core is about bringing people together and having that sort of power of community.
Why is singing good for us?
It's a funny one. You know, we've been studying it, I guess it's first important to remember that before we had language, we could sit around the fire and communicate, you know, through grunts and banging sticks. And, you know, singing and dancing was a way we communicated long before we had we had words to express our thoughts. So there's a really deep primal connection, something really human about singing, I think. And, you know, the science shows us that when we sing, we feel great. We have endorphins released in our system that make us feel happy, serotonin, all these things that make us just feel great. And then when we do it together with other people, there's this deeply sort of bonding experience that happens. You know, our bodies release oxytocin, which is the chemical, you know, the bonding chemical that we get when we're in love or during childbirth, or the things that make us feel deeply connected to our family. So it's like this kind of tap that we can turn on and off of feeling great and feeling human. I don't know why it is. Maybe it's sort of connected to that deeply primal human experience.
Oh, yeah.
But science shows it's a pretty easy, cheap, sustainable way to feel enjoyment in your life.
And I love a sing in the car as well, and people probably have a giggle at me singing in the car, so that makes lots of people happy. You do these amazing community choirs. Though, tell me, how many people are involved and joining these choirs and part of these choirs?
Yeah, our communities are all across Australia. We've got about 25 choirs at the moment that sort of flux. But we've got about 1,200 people in our choirs. Down here in Melbourne, you can't walk a street block without finding another community choir. It's you know, and it's similar across Australia. There's a big movement of people getting together to sing together. And maybe it's cheap, it's sustainable. You don't get injuries. You meet people. You connect on a human level. It's a very so we've got about 1,200 people involved in our organisation, lots of volunteers, lots of conductors, lots of professionals. But yeah, I mean, one of the most beautiful things I think about it is how, you know, within a choir you could have, you know, people with disabilities, people with socioeconomic difficulties, and you can have the full spectrum of humans in the room and everyone feels connected. There's no one gets left out. I think that's really powerful.
That togetherness is what so many people are seeking at the moment. You're hearing from Chris Blaine, the National Choir Program Manager. At the moment, the only regional choir you have is in Mackay. If somebody wants to start a choir in another part of the regions in Queensland, what do they need to do?
Yeah, look, they should get in touch with us. We may or may not be able to support them and help manage the choir, but we have a wealth of experience about what it takes You know, we're really interested in communities that are sustainable. And I guess what that means is that we don't want little pop-up communities that only last 6 months and then fall apart. And we think we've distilled this, you know, with all our experience, we think we've distilled what you need to keep these things going, and we've distilled it down. And whether we can help people or not, we can certainly help them with that knowledge and with that guidance about how to start something so that it can keep going, and avoid all the sort of common pitfalls of communities that, you know, that, when things do fall apart. Because what we want is for people to know that every week that there's somewhere that they can go where they belong, and they can rely on this community of people, and this support.
Happy
because
place.
When we get it right, I mean, it makes society in general better.
Absolutely. And find your happy place. Chris, what's your favourite song to sing?
Oh, right now, Better by Screaming Jets.
Okay.
I love that song. And one of the best uses of cowbell in Australian rock music as well.
Oh, absolutely. Always more cowbell. Chris Blaine, National Program Manager, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope you enjoy a bit of a sing today.
Oh, every day. Chris, thank you very much for that. And if you'd like to find out more, reach out. And if you've got a community group or organisation that you'd like to get more volunteers on board with, also give me a call this morning. Put the word out. Put the